Bahamas, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 14th of April. It's Monday, Thursday, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas. Today is Culture Thursday. While we're playing some lovely Easter music, I don't expect the conversation to be that subdued, so I hope you have a good time this Culture Thursday. I've got two guests joining me today. We're waiting on the first guest, Miss Elizabeth Thompson, and she's going to join us today to talk about her new book, Haley Stems the Tide. But joining me in studio right now is Mr. Cecil C.A. Newry. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
It's always good to be invited on your show again, Erin, and thank you very much for the invitation.
Absolutely. So when I was thinking of today's show, I wanted to call it it's Good Friday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No show tomorrow.
No show tomorrow.
I'm missing the sports segment already.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Eric Sawyer. Sorry you can't be with me.
Yes.
And I thought we need a little sports like this though. So I had this idea to talk about practicing Christians versus cultural Christians. Mm-hmm. Put them in the spotlight. See how they measure up against one another. But I thought, no, that's not what the Easter season is about.
No.
Easter season is not about competition, it ain't about no challenge, no rah-rah-rah. Mm-hmm. Easter season is something different. It's the most holy of holy days.
Yes.
In the Christian tradition.
Basically the Passion of Christ.
Right. It's called, and in fact, the whole week is called Passion Week. Mm-hmm. Right? And so really what I want to talk about a bit is cultural loss and cultural retention. Right?
That's profound.
I mean, it ain't that profound. It's like how, you know, I-45, mm-hmm. I very rarely do I eat a tree-ripened banana in New Providence.
Okay.
Right? When I was little,
yeah,
my daddy had a farm. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday, I eat a tree-ripened banana. Mm-hmm. But I'm a big grown adult. I don't like bananas. At least I don't like the common banana in the market. Mm-hmm. When I realize that in that 40 years... In that 30 years, the culture around eating banana has changed.
The entire culture of the Bahamas has changed. it's, culture is transient, and it's something that we practice. And as we engage with other cultures, we redefine who we are as a people.
Yeah. And so that's what I sort of want to talk about, because in the midst of this pandemic, we've got a real big issue looming, right? Okay. It's like on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And we can deal with it, you know. We could reduce the impact of this thing if we start paying attention to it right now. Mm-hmm. But if we don't pay any attention to it, we're essentially doomed, right? So the pandemic has changed dramatically the way that we live. It has caused us to disrupt or upend or stop entirely some of the most basic things that we do, mm-hmm. Individually and collectively. Mm-hmm. And so for some of us, like if you're 45, like me, mm-hmm. you'd be like, well, listen, you know what? Maybe I don't need to go to Junkanoo this year. I mean, maybe it was okay.
Yeah.
I done been to Junkanoo so many times.
Yeah.
I done fall asleep in the road on the bleachers. Mm-hmm. But for little children, for young people, little children in particular, 2 years of not doing this thing could erase it almost entirely from their memory.
Mm-hmm. Especially it's not being involved in schools, but it's an extracurricular activity where you have to volunteer and plug yourself into.
Right, and you have to rely on other people to get you to it as well, right?
Yes.
And involved. So today I want to ask the audience members to call and to text and to share with us some of the things that you think that we've lost or we're losing that are detrimental to us. And let's talk about some of the things that we think are traditions, and we realize they're not really traditions. Because if they were traditions, they wouldn't fade away so quickly, right? Like tradition is something that's really steeped in culture, in history, and in practice, you know? Mm. But as I want audience members to call, I want us to have a conversation about these sorts of things.
And then one of the issues is we're not versed in knowing what's the definition of culture versus heritage.
Right.
And because that nuance is not familiar to us, we tend to lump things that is not connected.
You're right, and I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the sake of a quick joke, like, you know, you're telling a quick improv joke and you may forget. No, there's culture and heritage are two different things.
Because
culture
things.
Changes and yes. heritage it remains the same.
Yes.
Now, historians may come in
mm-hmm.
behind and say, hey, you got this wrong, or we need to add this.
Yes.
But the history that they are documenting doesn't change. Just our telling of it
yes.
may change.
Mm-hmm.
But that, so that's what I want to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get into that. I can't wait for Ms. Thompson to get here.
Yeah, man, I'm excited
to talk
about
this book. You know, I wanted, as soon as I remembered, I wanted April to be Child Protection Month. And so that's why I've asked Tennille to come and join me for these conversations. I was hoping to get Ms. Thompson in yesterday, right?
Okay. So could join in that conversation,
right, because
too.
Because the book is about young people.
Yes.
And it's about a serious topic. But I just needed to know she needed to get here because we need to talk about this book.
Yes.
And I think it's a good thing to talk about leading into the Easter season,
mm-hmm.
Into the Easter holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to feature something with Jurin. I can tell you why, though. Because I'm mad, Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I noticed as mm-hmm. a human rights advocate? Call us, I come to you right now. Ain't nobody have no Easter egg hunt for adults.
I like Easter egg.
That's what I'm saying. I just like the hunt. I could be honest with you. You could put like 5 cents in the thing.
Okay.
You could put like a food store stamp or, you know, you could put gift card in the thing.
Yes, I could do with a phone card.
I could do with a gift card for 2 baggy
yeah.
and a salty right now.
That could work.
Because I could share the salty.
Yeah.
Anyway, and some other things I want to talk about. Just a couple of things before we get into that conversation. Let's go to these callers right now, though.
Yeah, man.
Hey, good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How you do?
Boy, I know tomorrow's Culture Friday. Tomorrow's holiday? No.
Yes, tomorrow's holiday, Sparky. Oh, I can't play it.
Tomorrow's good. Oh, that's the right day. Hang that man on the cross tomorrow again. You know they do that every year. You don't get a man tired of dying.
Listen,
every year you will get killed.
If he done ask me if I could, you know, do something about it. Like, unhook him up, you know? That's what he asked.
We should move the cross. If we move the cross, like we moving a Columbus statue, then there would not be no cross there to hang him on next.
Listen, I bet you if you take that to the Prime Minister's office right now, they wouldn't find that by tonight.
March the bay. But what I wanted to say first, since since we ain't got Culture Friday tomorrow, John Canoe, let's ask the trivia of the younger people. Tell them you got to be under 20 years old to tell us. From the east on Bay Street, where the John Canoe used to start, and from the west on Bay Street, where the John Canoe used to start, because it used to start at the same time. But one group will come from the east, and the next room will come from the west.
Man, Sparky, I hear that's
the
where the...
starting points. Now, I know you ain't no...
Of course not.
Your mom done not tell you.
Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me come off the... She wouldn't even let me dream of what was happening off the side porch.
Because they used to leave from some... They have a fence post. Obviously, fence post across the road. And then the junker leader would go to the front and tell the policeman, be ready.
Yeah.
And then somebody used to haul out, that thing that you ought to say fast at this age, but they come in, mean the Saxons. Saxons wasn't around then.
Mm-hmm.
But when they used to open the gate for the Wally, the crowd used to haul out, they coming!
Now, you sure that wasn't the Vikings?
No. I say from the east.
He was
coming from the east, but I can't tell you from there.
Good. Don't tell me.
The Vikings is coming from the other place.
I got
it's
you.
Coming from the west there. Okay?
All right.
Oh, that's shaming them.
Okay.
Bullying them.
I got you.
Bullhead bully them. You know them.
Now, like, listen, Sparky, I got the song. I just can't play it today because we're going to play Easter music. We're going to play some Christian and gospel music today.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very, very much. Which, caller, let's go to that next caller. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You're not there? I am so, so sorry. Okay. So here's what we're going to do, Cecil.
Go ahead.
We are still celebrating the 10th anniversary of Guardian Radio and Morning Blend.
Okay.
Right? And I got a giveaway today. I just want you all to know that I didn't write the question today.
Is it a tough question?
I mean, it's a rough, tough question, but I didn't write it today.
Who wrote this question?
A historian wrote this question. Okay. A very qualified question writer wrote this question.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't me. I just want to say that. So, we are giving away two Pentatonix tickets. This is a call-in giveaway.
Okay.
You have to call in to answer the question.
No text.
It's just difficult with the text.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all ready? The question is, what is the capital of Grand Bahama?
I know that.
Listen, but you can't answer.
No. Where's my text phone? Let me call my wife.
So listen, when the person gave me the question, you know I was trying to put a part two on it. I love a part two.
Part two should have been on that.
You know, I like the last FNM to win two elections. I like a part two. Anyway, what I wanted to add to it was, who is the person who invented putting mayo in your Kong salad? But I was then sure somebody was going to call and say, Miss Green, the first person to do that was in Abaco, mm-hmm. not Grand Bahama. So mm-hmm. I say, I'm not going to do mm-hmm. a part two to my question.
I always thought it was Americans, the rednecks, who put mayo in that Kong salad.
You would think so, because they put mayo in
everything. And if you go into the Florida Keys, they also put mayo in their Kong salad.
But I think that just tells of the relationship between the northern Bahamas mm-hmm. and the Florida Keys and
Key
southern.
West. And
yeah.
most of Key West was inhabited or established by Bahamians too.
Right.
And we need to tell that narrative also.
And we need to remember these things when we're talking about cultural retention and cultural loss, right? Especially with cultural retention. Some of the things that cause us to lose, right, is the strict and narrow or the rigid rules we ascribe to what is Bahamian culture. But for me, putting mayo in the Kong salad got to be a part of Bahamian culture.
What?
It have to.
Well, it's a heritage thing. I don't want to necessarily say it's cultural. You know, words mean things to
okay.
me. So it perhaps is an Abaco or Northern Bahamas heritage
right.
that can be celebrated independently of what is Bahamian culture. Look at that.
Boy.
Yeah.
Don't say that with the Abaco people, because they may...
But they know they're different.
They may have memories of back then when they wanted to be all by themselves.
Well, they still won't be by themselves.
But don't encourage it.
Okay.
I mean, but then don't forget it either, like, because that's cultural loss.
And you know, few Bohemians know that dynamite was placed underneath a bridge in order to blow up the prime minister at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they're so glad that they put Ministry of Wakes on that. It didn't turn out. Anyway, I got callers on the line, producer. Let's get to these callers. Let's try and answer this question. You there, producer? All right, we're going to get there in a second. So, Cecil, It's a big question I had to ask. So I asked myself, how you could be having Easter egg hunts and Easter egg party for Easter and don't invite old people to participate if it's a party Easter?
Well, they have their own ceremony, you know, and we're talking about cultural things and Easter. I know when I was younger, they had a tea party at church where the senior members had tea and high tea type thing, you know, with the type of bush this. But I'm not sure if we do that still.
Right. Well, what I read, because a lot of people, when I say Easter egg, they say that's paganism. That don't have nothing to do with Christianity.
Okay.
So this is what I read. I coming to you right now, caller. The egg, an ancient symbol of new life, has been associated with pagan festivals celebrating spring. The egg itself became a symbol of the resurrection. Just as Jesus rose from the tomb, the egg symbolized new life emerging from the eggshell. In the Orthodox tradition, eggs are painted red to symbolize the blood that shed that Jesus shed on the cross.
Interesting.
Right. And so in some Orthodox spaces, the egg is a part of the Christian tradition and not separate from it.
And we have a caller?
Oh, yeah. So we get a caller. Okay. Let me get to the caller.
Go ahead.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Hi, good morning.
Answer to your question is Freeport.
No, ma'am. You are incorrect. You can't.
Freeport
can only answer
is
one.
Not the capital for Grand Bahama.
No, it is the. I can tell you what is the capital.
No, correct him. No, don't correct
him. I can't tell you. No, I'm not going to tell her what is the capital. I can tell her what Freeport is the capital of.
Go ahead. Tell me.
I can't tell you that on the radio, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
And so many Bahamians don't know that.
Absolutely, because you would think it, because it's like the capital, it has nothing to do with history. It has to do with where the money is being made.
Ah.
And so you would think that Freeport is the capital. Anyway, I'm sorry, caller. Next caller, you're on the clock.
I can't hear you. West End.
Oh, you're answering the question. The capital of Grand Bahama is West End. Okay, a bonus point. Is West End moved the national anthem of Grand Bahama? I'm only joking. You're the winner, ma'am.
It's debatable.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Do not hang up. Give the producer your number and your name. Don't tell it to me on the radio. I said scammer. I mean, I may end up with you at the concert.
But imagine, Aaron, there are people in Grand Bahama who do not know that West End is their capital.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because we have more dollars than cents.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all it is.
Well, that makes sense.
Because we've been led to believe that money, making money, the economy is the center of all things important and holy. And so you would just think that the place where the money is being made is the capital.
You know, you think they put magic on us and make Freeport the capital by the magic city? Some kind of magic.
That's what I'm thinking.
Witchcraft.
That's what I'm thinking, because it's like.
And confuse the whole population.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying I believe in magic.
You don't believe in magic?
I mean, no, I.
You don't believe in magic?
Not on in Easter.
I know a man who raised from a dead. No, I digress.
That's not
magic. That's just a different word.
Yeah.
But we in Africa, we call that magic.
Wait, in Africa.
I'm African. You look African.
I feel African.
There you go.
That's the way my bank account's set up, I'm certain I'm African.
Or Nigerian. He's a scammer.
Tradition and culture. On another note, dear Bahamians, I see that there's a proliferation of irregular ASUS popping up.
Again?
Please do not invest in anything.
What do you mean by irregular ASU?
Man,
again,
that's
another African tradition that we embrace.
Right, ASU, I know traditional ASU.
Yes.
That's something we do.
Mm-hmm.
This one say like 1800 for 200.
Ah.
It didn't get the sense, like, if you put your 200 in for 9 months, then at the end of the 9 months, you'll get your 1800 that you put in back. That's not what I read from it.
Mm-hmm.
It read, like, if you give me $200 right now,
you
can get $1,800.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a pyramid scheme? And that's illegal now in the Bahamas?
I mean, every time I try to do it, somebody's telling me stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, they tell me, Miss Green, you're smart, but you're not allowed to take advantage of less smart people, weak-minded or feeble-minded people, and more importantly, desperate people.
Okay.
This is...
I like desperate people to know. They sell things cheap on things for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also sell things that ain't theirs.
But once I get it, it's mine.
And all the heartache that comes with it, buddy.
That's true.
All the heartache. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah.
I got some good iPhone.
I mean, let me just don't confess these things.
I think you got my phone.
Because it was locked.
In a good deal.
It was locked now.
Anyway, thank you for participating in the call in today. I told you all I was going to fix it. I got a professional
historian who knows the capital of Grand Bahama.
Right.
And knows that Freeport is in it.
Right. But for me now, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned, West End Move is the anthem
yes.
for Grand Bahama.
Yes, it is.
Can't be nothing else.
Can't be nothing else.
And that way people will know mm-hmm. West End mm-hmm. is the capital of Grand Bahama.
And a number of people refuse to believe that because of how West End looks.
Right. You know what I like about this conversation? We talk about sort of cultural loss and retention and, yes. and how we look at ourselves, how we think of ourselves. You know, we just like the United States.
Explain.
So we think that the United States is like one country. Technically, the states are individual countries.
Okay.
They have a governor. The governor is the head of state.
Yes. Right? Bahamas like that concept.
And then they become a federation, and mm-hmm. all of those states became a federation, mm-hmm. right? And they form a federation mm-hmm. of states. But they technically, they're little countries.
Little countries.
And like in the Bahamas, our islands, they're like little countries.
And this is what we want local government to look like.
Yeah.
That's right. Not going to happen, though. But go ahead. Listen.
I mean, it could happen.
What?
But it won't happen.
Okay. Okay.
Unless we remove political interference from it. Just in case they didn't realize, we trying to create this thing to step away from y'all. Mm-hmm. We do not expect you to keep finding ways to encroach, to force your way, to assume that you always belonged there. Mm-hmm. That's how it felt, like you assume. But that's traditional Bahamian politics. Eh? That's one of those things I hope we could lose okay. as opposed to retain. But listen, I got another caller line. And I'm hoping, guys, give me a sec. I just got a buzz. And I'm hoping that's my guest.
Is she downstairs?
I'm hoping. I don't know. I'm hoping she's okay, though. I think she found out where the adult Easter egg hunt is. And she
went
tell
without
me.
Us.
Yep. Good. Let's go to this caller when you're ready, producer.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Eric Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm glad you chose that question because...
Did you know the answer?
I have other two questions for you and the gentleman. Which part of Grand Bahama... the port is located, and what is a port?
Mm. Okay, which part is the port?
Our Lataya, and a port is where you bring in shipments to dock and to unload.
Grand Bahama still have an airport?
Not anymore.
Because I can tell you, they don't have
no airport.
So they don't have no airport?
No, they have a place they bring in planes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they apparently go on the attempt.
Bring in shipment, but I need more than that.
You need more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aaron Graham, what'd you say?
Oh, I don't know that.
Another death. You went to Green College.
Green College in New Providence, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they in Grand Bahamas.
No.
Where's the port located, Aaron Graham?
Which port? The airport? It's in
the
Narnia.
The port.
That's a port, too. Boy, look here. You don't notice I ain't answering this question, eh?
But this is why I asked that, because I was jammed that question when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the whole... I'm not embarrassed to say it now. I thought, because I never did do my research. I thought the port was the capital of Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm. You would think
and,
so.
And my older sister, them, tell me go search it out.
Yeah.
And when I search it out, it's West End.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think of that, and the port is located, like the guy said, in Lukaya, right?
Yeah.
Right. And where the shipping yard is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
listen,
that was pretty interesting. And what is a port?
A port is a place where things enter. But New Providence people be mad at Grand Bahama. They had cable. They had cable for 175 years.
And a skating rink.
They had cable and telecommunication. They own telecommunication company.
Yeah, they shift up the nature of culture in the Bahamas mm-hmm. and left us behind.
But you know, when we get into cable in New Providence, we had better cable than them. That's why... That's why the other companies sell out.
Man, listen, you just upset me this morning with all of this truth.
And we had better telecommunication with them because our telecommunication was superior to the one in Grand Bahama. And they had to sell out, too.
Yeah.
But I think BTC brought it out.
Listen,
Patelco.
I got to go.
All right, Andy. But happy Easter.
Yeah, man, thank you. Happy Easter, too.
Yeah, and That young lady could go out back and get an extra career. I said, you didn't get it, though. you can go out back and get
the first place.
You go out back and get a prize.
Yeah, yeah. No. The second place and the winner, they got their prize.
I want to get another one.
Ah.
Not the same one you didn't get.
So I got you. All right.
Good day. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. Happy Easter to you, too. Okay. Before we go to the break, producer, if that's okay, can I read some texts? Yeah? All right. So let's get to these texts. Aaron, what is the name of that song you opened with? I'm going to get that from my producer and let you know. Another text. Is LaRota government paying the civil service NIBQ contribution? That may be the downfall in payment there. Well, listen, people. If you could take a snippet at my notes this morning, right? There was some little in the news things I wanted to touch on, you know. I'm so glad that you brought that up. With that LaRota thing, the only thing I want to ask is, so who's going to be the first civil servant to take a pay cut? Who's going to be the first politician, member of government, to take a pay cut? Something ain't working here. Something is not adding up. And I'm hesitant to say that this is PLP math because there's a little FNM mix in there, too. I don't like it. Also, to the DRA, it's April 2022. And you're telling me that the foundation for the new Abaco Hurricane Shelter is not completed yet? It's not me choosing violence today. It's y'all choosing violence today. It's Easter. Let's not do this. Ministry of Public Works. I am almost certain I heard Alfred say yesterday. I'm sure it paraphrased as it was making its way into my head.
Yeah, look where you're going.
I sure the boy say we're almost about to compose a committee to initiate an interrogation as to the status of irregular housing schemes in the Bahamas.
That's a direct quote.
No, man. I mean, that's what it sounded like he was saying.
Mm-hmm. But the key word is almost.
Yeah.
And about to start.
Yeah.
But we haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
And this is going to tell us whether you can build a shanty town or not.
Yeah.
So we can't stop it yet until the
committee is formed. Yeah, listen, I would like to give Alfred Sayers the prize.
What kind of prize you plan to give him?
To fire him.
The fire him prize.
Because why? Because I thought Wayne Monroe, we was going to just stick on Wayne Monroe for a good couple of weeks.
Yeah, for like, at least a week.
Fire him.
Yeah.
Alfred.
Yeah. I wish him. And guess what? The undocumented people in the Bahamas heard that statement.
Yeah.
They said, oh, we have time.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some time.
Yeah.
They ain't formed the committee yet. They ain't formed the committee yet. We could build a mall.
Listen.
We have 12 years to claim this place.
Hold on, Carla. Don't go nowhere. And then from the Minister of State, was the Minister of State for Economic Affairs? We don't, I sure I heard him say, first of all, we don't negotiate with terrorists. And second of all, this is a government car, no riders. Mm-hmm. I am sure that's what he said in the news yesterday. And I know, like, the Prime Minister is just always on it. He's just there. When it's time, he's there. Like, he's always 3 seconds late, but he's mm-hmm. there. And all I heard him saying yesterday is, where is Clint Watson? Where is... Y'all don't know where Clint Watson is? All look here, as bad as y'all let Clint Watson talk to the media and talk to us, right? Like, I'm not even half of a media. Y'all forget y'all supposed to go to talk to Clint Watson first before you come out here and talk foolishness?
They forgot.
Gas is an essential service.
Mm-hmm.
You need gas. You can't do nothing without gas. Mm-hmm. It is an essential service.
But is it because it shut down during the lockdown for days? You know, that changes things. If it was essential, it would have been open.
Oh, the people who needed gas was getting it. Trust me.
True.
Who really needed it in the eyes of the political class?
Yeah.
They got it.
That's true. Because the police didn't stop from driving around.
Right.
So they got gas from somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Wayne Monroe should be on this list. I don't think he should just be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then, so while we look, where's Wayne Monroe? Why he's not on this list? Where's Jamal Roll?
The ambassador?
I need somebody to draw up something.
Well,
if not a cartoon, a resignation letter for somebody.
Yeah. I'm assuming he's giving out caricatures and pictures to English ambassadors now. They're not ambassadors.
No,
what the word is for that now? High consul. No?
Emissaries?
No.
Commissioners.
High commissioners. I see you giving out pictures now to high commissioners as an exchange for cultural thing.
No, man, that's not what the job entails. That's just, practicing.
I saw the picture.
He's just warming up his wrists. That's not the actual job. That's just something he's doing out of his...
So what is his actual job?
But that's what
the
ambassador. That's what I waiting
the
to
The high
find
commissioner.
Out. Right.
What is it? Yeah.
The ambassador of cultural affairs. I know it's not... producing caricatures for dignitaries. I know that's what it's not.
No.
And we're going to wait to see what it is.
Despite we seeing that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Anyway, I just wanted to make that note because I didn't talk politics. I mean, I didn't touch on what's in the news all week.
I thought we were talking religion.
We are.
Okay.
I mean, we are talking religion. I was just a text.
Oh, I understand.
I wanted the Texans to know that I hear them.
Yeah,
I got another text. Aaron, I'm a fellow backyard farmer, and there's nothing basic about my bananas. Everyone who have tasted them sings more, please. Tree ripe or otherwise is great. Buddy, but if I don't know where your tree is, I just saying, and this is it, right? I tell you what, though, I have eaten, I got some bananas coming up in my backyard, and the raccoons have let me eat some. They let me catch a couple. And so I had a tree ripen. I tried to eat it like once a quarter. You know? Mm-hmm. Another text. Many Bahamian parents have no culture to share to their children. The sources of cultural loss and culture gain are mainly through these sources, television and social media and immigration. Okay. The immigration one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Text is very complex.
Okay.
What you're talking about there. See, television and social media is the same thing. It's the migration of ideas through different means, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all the same. Whether the ideas come with people who come or if they come through the media, through the television and the radio and the internet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that a lot of parents don't have a grasp on, like, you know how difficult it is to engage a whole culture curriculum with your family? Like, you got to write it. You got to do the research. You got to write it. Parents and people need help. They need activities they could plug into, right? The things should be happening. I should just have to say, look here, Easter coming up, baby. Go online and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why I had you here, Cecil, as the callers, some of the texters told me yesterday that I'm not, why am I talking about Christianity? I wanted to talk about what is...
You don't follow the Christian faith?
Boy, I follow it. What do you mean? I follow my mommy right to church.
Okay. You just go to church, you know?
I mean, listen, Father Joaquin and Mrs. Joaquin, my pastors at St. Anne's before they
You
moved,
have a pastor,
right?
Noel.
And you know what they tell? I love, look here, I love my Anglican church family.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me, say, Miss Green, you don't come to church because you have to wear Sky Day.
Yeah.
If you don't put on some pants and come to church on Sunday.
You're pastor humorous.
Look here.
So did you wear pants?
I mean, when I go to church, I just wear pants.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to ask me when you're going to church. Anyway.
Okay.
So
I'm just trying to picture you in a skirt.
So when we come back from this break, let's talk about...
You're not going to talk about you wearing a skirt?
Boy, look here. I just get paid to... Anyway, when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk about... get back into these questions. Let's talk about Easter. What have we lost in our Easter tradition,
yes.
Our Easter celebration tradition, yes. Our cultural tradition? And Mr. Kusumad, we're waiting for you. We miss you.
Yes.
Hurry up. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
I'm pitching you in the skirt.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the Solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Happy 10th anniversary to the Guardian Radio family, celebrating 10 years of fresh news, smart talk, public opinion, national discourse. Congratulations. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, my guest today, Mr. C.A. Newry. And we're talking cultural loss and cultural retention. I got a text here that says, 8 Mile Rock is the capital of Grand Bahama. No, I'm sorry, it's not. The answer's West End. The answer's West End.
I love that 8 Mile Rock answer, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dead wrong.
Yeah.
But the idea that they move away from Freeport, I can appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling y'all, when I talk about the political class, right, and political culture, it is the political culture and the political class that has left us in the state of believing that Freeport is the capital of Grand Bahama. Because what is important to the political class is what they tell us is important to the development of the nation. Somebody asked, what's the number to call in? Listen, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Now, I got a really interesting text here. It says, great show as usual. We are losing boat making and also straw bag making. Now, listen.
And that's something I'm willing to talk about, too. No? Yeah. But I'll let you lead.
No, I think boat making, big thing.
But is boat making cultural or is it a heritage thing? And the reason why I asked that question, mm-hmm. right, is Nassau known for boat making? And the answer to that is no. Where Abaco is known for boat making, and when you go to the BJC and the BGCS questions, uh-huh. They say which island is known for their boat making. And of course, they say Abaco, then they go Grand Bahama, and they go Long Island. Yeah. It doesn't go to Nassau.
Right.
So these are indigenous to particular islands.
Right, but why you have to be? Why Nassau so important in this equation? Like we,
you know, when you have 3/4 of the population, Nassau always important.
Yeah, but then the question is asked: why are 3/4 of the population there? They're not there because they want to be there. They're there because they have to be. And I'd be beyond have to be there. They're there because they're being starved out of the islands.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you were saying to me that the people want to be here, what's happening here is why they want to be here. No, what's happening here is why they have to be here because it ain't happening where they are traditionally from. Right? And I think that makes a distinction. Why is Nassau so important in this equation?
Then I'll go and suggest this.
Yeah.
We have had leaders of political leaders who may or may not be prime ministers, right? Or former prime minister, who have suggested that people on family islands after hurricane abandon their island altogether and consider moving to New Providence. That we're not planning to invest in the reconstruction of those islands. Now, and then when you start saying that people are moving, we have leaders who are suggesting that the citizens need to move.
It's more than suggesting. In fact, when Minister was in opposition the first time, not this time.
Mm-hmm.
Minister, you don't have to be in opposition this time. You could just...
Because you
could have gone to Ragged Island to go fishing, but you wanted to go fishing on the moon.
In the moon.
But Minister, while in opposition prior to the 2017 election, had the audacity to suggest that it may be a matter of priority,
mm-hmm.
to move people
to New Providence.
Out of their home island.
Right. And he may have been referencing Ragged Island. I'm so upset because I was thinking about all of the anthropologic, all of the heritage, all of the and cultural.
And it's safe to say that there have been two prime ministers who said such a thing.
Because
such
Brave David said the same thing when he was in opposition.
The Crooked Island people.
Yeah, said the same thing. He suggested strongly that the only thing that would be possible is for them to move to New Providence.
Let's move.
But really what you're doing is a policy of centralization and urbanization, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bahamas not the first people to do it. Mm-hmm. You look at a country like China, right? China got 1.5 billion people. Mm-hmm. China got 8.5 trillion acres of land. Mm-hmm. I mean, kabillion, quadrillion. The problem isn't the amount of land, right? That's why Chinese people are all cramped up into these tight urban spaces. It's not the land in China. It's the government saying we are not spending the resources to provide these basic amenities that we are required to by law. I mean, Chinese law is slightly different than Bahamian law, even though the politicians are slightly the same. Anyway, that's an aside. Mm-hmm. We're not spending that money. We're drawing y'all into the center. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the causes of cultural loss. Mm-hmm. Right there. One of the biggest barriers to cultural retention is this centralization, urbanization plan. I think it's a problem. Mm-hmm. I think it's a big problem. But they're starving them out, Cecil.
That's what starving them out.
Yeah, they're starving them out.
Especially when, and I remember I originate from Auckland. Uh-huh. When the mail boat miss us, we just got to wait a whole month before that mail boat come back. You know, it'll be rough sometime when you get no supplies. So eventually you say, man, things tough. And when you've seen the settlements like Benicle Hill, settlements like Pompey Bay, Delectable Bay, where the people are moving away, and these settlements that were flourishing some decades ago are completely devoid of people. We need to become concerned.
We should have been concerned long time, man. Mm. Long time. We got this, Mark Palmer, my guest co-host, he used a phrase that summed up what I've been trying to find the right terminology for. He used the phrase hyper-individualism, right? That's a collective problem, that the abandonment, right? It's out of Auckland's, Macmehagwana. That's a collective problem. We can say to ourselves, oh, y'all children don't want to, you don't want to do the work of maintaining your culture and preserving your family heritage and your rights, you know, your birthright and this and that. And y'all just want to come to Nassau and be fast and live these, you know, television life. And children just want access to internet, you know. And we make that in like an individual problem. You're just lazy. You don't care. You're too Americanized. When in fact you can't do nothing on them family islands, you can't do anything with consistency. You don't have any real banks. You gotta go do your banking through the administrator.
You better get that $210 government job,
right? Or you're out of luck. And I'm gonna say this with the utmost respect: if y'all don't put real police force in these islands to protect these people from the real threats that they are facing from poorly socialized people in their communities, for the love of God, stop ignoring these people in the family islands. Send down a complement of officers that can do the job properly to stop the petty theft and the terrorizing and the sexual harassment and the molestation of children. Could you do that, please? You see, I should have added you all to the list. One day I'm going to tell y'all why I ain't called. One day I'm going to tell y'all, we need to add that to the list, man. People in Family Islands deserve more. In this good Easter season, when we're getting ready to go sit down and eat our lamb, and some of us said they only could be chicken this year and group and thing for Easter, remember. Remember the obligation we have to the whole. Anyway, Cecil, I did run on just now.
Yeah, listen.
Let me get to these texts. I think Easter is the celebration of life. I think we have lost celebrating that because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Text, the work 8 Mile Rock is the capital of GB. No. BAIC has a straw craft class going on as I type. The workshops are held throughout the country. Who knows about them? Where are they advertised? When are they advertised? Where's the support for the people who we already know are struggling to make basic reasonable things work. It's a little harder than we expect. Good morning, On the Clock. Can you... Ah, I've got a texter who is looking for a contact. They need a working number for anybody from the Bahamas Diabetes Association. You got 5 minutes. If you could spare the money, call in and give me your number. Say it on air, the Bahamas Diabetes Association. Cecil, if you have a moment, if you could look that up for me, I would appreciate it. I can try find it myself. On an Easter note, could you imagine a man walking up and teething a donkey? And then I would imagine you're going to say, and walking through town on it bold like it's his own donkey. Getting murdered by the government, capital punishment, then coming back as a ghost, appearing to his friends. If these things would happen in 2022, we would have a hard time believing this. But somehow we are convinced that this is how things went down, and we follow without question, leaving behind all of the African culture of that time. Boy, texter, look here.
And what I would respond to that is the story of Christ is an African story.
Mm-hmm.
And we must realize that the Middle East is in that region of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Europeans came and separated us.
Yeah.
This is an African story.
Right.
And to suggest and separate it that, we neglected a one for another, not appreciating that this happened in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the region of colored people.
Yeah.
We need to appreciate that too.
Right. And how do we reclaim? How do we reclaim our story? Also, text, I'd like to thank you for the critical interrogation. I'm going to say this, though. Let's be easy with the Christians. Let's give them some space.
Some space.
I don't really, really focus on Christianity on my show like that. I make a space for it. I had Cedric Moss on it. I've invited a number of religious figures to come and
talk. I
like
Cedric Moss.
Yeah, man, Reverend cool. And a great conversation all the time.
Smart man.
Yeah, and willing to engage, you know, which is what I appreciate the most. Unless Easter is the most holy of holy days.
Yes.
So let's be a little easy on the critique. And then
I don't mind the critique, you know, once I'm able to respond to it. And one must appreciate that our Savior lives. Right.
Absolutely.
And that he came here for a particular reason. And this particular tomorrow, in fact, that he was crucified on the cross. But come Sunday, Lord have mercy, come Sunday, he will rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we celebrate, knowing that, in fact, that he will rise and that we have a second chance after all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to create a space for people to celebrate what's important to them without violence.
And if you consider Greek and Roman religious religiosity, we know that our Savior descended down into Hades, which is a Greek and Roman place,
mm-hmm.
and that he spoke to the Lord of Hades, and that he actually got the keys to escape that.
Mm-hmm.
And Hades, in a Greek and Roman story, was the last god to remain and out of all of those gods in that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to know that this Judeo-Christianity religion has connection to that that era of Roman, which came before Christ type thing. So I found that interesting also.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And I would say to everyone, listen, one of the most fascinating subjects, right, is what comparative religion, right?
Yeah.
And studying theology, history. Go into it. You find it fascinating. Now, we're almost out of time, Cecil.
Already.
So I thank you for finding the number. Here's the number that we found online for the Bahamas Diabetes Association. That is 1-242-436-2155. That's 1-242-436-2155. Now, dear text, I hope you wasn't asking me to read this because I keep talking about all the Easter egg hunt that I'm going to be co-opting this holiday. And I will be co-opting them. If you see me in my pink cami or in my yellow Easter cami pants, do not shame me. Just politely ask me to leave your party with a small doggy bag of Easter treats. We don't have to be shaming people today. I get a text that says, I am Christian, but I do like to evaluate objectively. No autopilot. I like your responses. Exploration is essential. Thank you. And that's what we're going to encourage people to do. A last text. If people from Cat Island could bring people back, Jesus could have came back. Listen, are you trying to say that the people of Cat Island use Obeah to keep Brave Davis' career alive so long? That's the only person I know they've been bringing back for 20-plus years.
And miracles. Magic and
yeah,
miracles.
Man, that's the only thing I know. Anyway, thank you very much. Another text to say, you ain't having no sports Friday tomorrow. A little birdie told me that LeBron James will be joining me as a guest co-host next week because he ain't got nothing to do. Me and LeBron James and Eric Sawyer could be in here laughing at Westbrook and how he caused LeBron James go on vacation to the Bahamas for 3 months. That's what we could be doing next week. Good morning, LeBron James. I hope you're having a good day on vacation. The Bahamas is mad at you and the Lakers. We're supposed to be in the playoffs this season. Anyway, to my audience, we're all out of time. Thank you for joining me today. I was hoping the producer would tell me the name of that song that they played the first one, but I didn't get it. I will put it on my Facebook page. Oh, there we go. He did. He is great. The name of that song that began the show is called What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong Worship. Have a great day. And this last song is another gospel song. It is by Manifest, LeVard Manifest Parks, who unfortunately died in the tragic airplane accident that also killed Miles Monroe and members of the church family. This is I Shall Rise by Manifest featuring Joanne Callender. I just want you all to know that when we gospel, we bring all of our Bahamian culture, as varied as it is, into it. You guys have a wonderful Easter holiday. Love each other, take care of each other, and remember the reason for the season. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next.